You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on January 25th, 2026. Welcome to episode 4 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up is Black Iron Prison's self-titled album with No Mystery. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised. That was No Mystery from Black Iron Prison's self-titled album. Next up is Black Country, New Roads, Forever, How Long? Let me take a look. Because there is another album that I found in the search, but I'll do my best to find out the one that... I just found it. The tune is Salem Sisters.
And the path that I traced for to reach my final place. Her strange is me. I believe
it's not clear what you say.
I would like to comment on SFU athletics at this time. On January 19th, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference recognized the Red Leaf track and field teams for its great performances in the UW indoor preview between January 16th and 17th, where they posted 7 names on the GNAC indoor top 10 list, with the Athlete Solutions GNAC Team of the Week, as the team also swept the GNAC Track Athletes of the Week between January 12th and 18th. On 19th, Emma Cannon earned the GNAC Female Track Athlete of the Week as she broke the GNAC indoor record in the 400 meters, charging in at 53.56 seconds to win among 28 runners. Zachary Jago won the GNAC Male Track Athlete of the Week as he earned the second fastest GNAC time ever in the 400 meters, dashing in at 47.29 to win among 23 runners. Furthermore, Sophie Bergeron won the Women's Basketball Player of the Week between January 12th and 18th as she scored 30 points, 10 steals, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists in SFU's record-breaking 109-46 win over Alaska Fairbanks on January 17th. Also on January 19th, Sport BC announced its 2025 finalists for various awards, where two coaches for the Red Leafs, Carlo Basso of the women's soccer, where two coaches for the Red Leafs were nominated as Carlo Basso of the women's soccer was one of three finalists for the men's coach. Just a minute. As SFU were crowned the GNAC champions for the third straight season, and Gina Schmidt of the volleyball was one of three finalists for the women's coach as SFU earned its first GNAC crown. The 58th Annual Athlete of the Year Awards will be on Thursday, March 5th, 2026 at the Fairmont Hotel Vancouver, hosted by CBC's Scott Russell, and recognize the province's best in amateur sports, including athletes, coaches, teams, and officials for outstanding performances in their sport in the 2025 season, according to Katie Miyazaki of SFU Athletics. Where was I? Sorry about this. On January 20th, the College Swimming and Diving Coaches Association of America announced 709 teams, which represent 414 schools, to the Scholar All-America team for the fall 2025 semester, including both Red Leaf swimming teams, as the men's earned a 3.06 GPA, while the women's achieved a 3.25 GPA. On January 23rd, the SFU men's wrestling confronted California Poly Humboldt for a duel at Lumberjack Arena in Arcata, California, where the first match was at 5:30 p.m. with the weight classes in pounds. I will mention the Red Leafs winners. Hugh Wheeler dominated Sam Weinberg via a 17-2 technical fall in 165. Arash Rosti overwhelmed Trevion Jones via an 18-4 major decision in 174, and Owen Gustmanson doubled up Eric Luis 4-2 in 184, as SFU were trounced by Cal Poly Humboldt 37-12 at Lumberjack Arena in Arcata, California. 6 events were on tap for January 24th. The Red Leafs men's wrestling competed in the Guelph Open 2026 at Guelph Griffons Athletic Center in Guelph, Ontario, where the weight classes were in kilograms. The best result for SFU was the second place in 92, as Tajvir Dinsa was tumbled by Xavier Lozon via a 14-3 technical fall in the first place match. Rupinder Johal was the lone Red Leafs woman to compete in the Guelph Open 2026, where she earned 5th in 76. Both SFU swimming teams competed at University of Pacific in Chris Jeltsen Pool at Douglas M. Eberhardt Aquatic Center in Stockton, California, where the distances were in yards with times in minutes and seconds, where the first event, women's 200 medley relay, started at 11, as the women also confronted California State East Bay. I will mention the Red Leafs winners. Kira Kennedy in the women's 1,000 freestyle at 10:07.51, Owen Nicholson in the men's 1,000 freestyle at 9:23.7, Lucas Buck in the men's 100 backstroke at 50.06, and in the men's 200 backstroke at 148.8, as the SFU men were trounced by the University of Pacific Tigers men 190.67, while the women were overwhelmed by the University of Pacific women 182.79 and Cal State University 172.88. Later on, both Red Leafs basketball teams were in action at Western Washington University. First with the women's against the Vikings women with the tip-off at 3 p.m. as SFU were destroyed by SFU were destroyed 66-40 by Western Washington. The Red Leafs were led by Sophie Bergeron with 12 points, the only double-digit scorer among six. Meanwhile, the Vikings were led by Demi Dystra with 19 points, the highest in the game, Libby Stump with 17, and Olivia Hodges with 11 among 8 scorers in Wekiu Court at Carver Gym in Bellingham, Washington. And the Red Leafs men's basketball capped off January 24th against the Vikings, also at Carver Gym in Bellingham, Washington, with the tip-off at 5:30 p.m., where SFU fell to Western Washington University 80-68. The Red Leafs men were led by Mikhail Malubuyak with 17 points, Sartaj Bangu with 16, and Zach Stone with 12 among 8 scorers. Meanwhile, the Vikings men were led by Aiden Rice with 19 points, the highest in the game, Dennis Johnson the third, Trevor White with 12 each, and Nehemiah Pollard with 11 among 8 scorers. Both SFU swimming teams are in action today as they resume duels at University of Pacific, with the women's also competing against Cal State East Bay in a tri-duel in Chris Jeltsen's pool at Douglas M. Eberhardt Aquatic Center in Stockton, California.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current men's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Conference records take priority while overall records are used to break conference ties. St. Martin is their first at 9-0 conference, 17-2 overall. Alaska Anchorage, second, 6-3 conference, 14-6 overall. Northwest Nazarene are third at 6-3 conference, 12-6 overall. Montana State Billings are 4th at 5-4 conference, but are 16-6 overall. St. Sarah Pacific are 5th at 4-5 conference, 9-7 overall. Central Washington 6th, 4-5 conference, 10-10 overall. Alaska Fairbanks 7th, 4-5 conference, 9-9 overall. Western Washington are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 3-6 conference, 9-11 overall. Western Oregon are 9th at 2-7 conference, 7-11 overall. And Simon Fraser are last at 2-7 conference, 5-14 overall.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the women's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Central Washington are first at 9-0 conference, 18-1 overall. Western Washington second, 7-2 conference, 15-5 overall. Northwest Nazarene third, 6-3 conference, 11-6 overall. St. Barnabas, 4th, 6-3 conference, 10-8 overall. Much like the men's, conference records take priority while overall records are used to break conference ties. For women's basketball, Montana State Billings, 5th, 4-5 conference, but are 12-10 overall. Western Oregon, 6th, 4-5 conference, 9-8 overall. Alaska Anchorage, 7th, 3-6 conference, but are 11-7 overall. Simon Fraser's 8th, 3-6 conference, 8-12 overall. Seattle Pacific, 9th, 3-6 conference, 6-12 overall. And Alaska Fairbanks, last, 0-9 conference, 0-17 overall.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. The third act is Big Braves OST. And the track is Innominate Number 7. Just take a... just a minute, please. Oh, I got it. Sorry about this. Often the Plex engine search engine often unveils older songs. Sorry about the delay. I will find this ASAP. Once again, sorry about this. Just a minute, please. Oh God. My goodness. I will find it, but stick. Now, here we go. The third act is Big Braves OST. The track is Innominate Number 7. The fourth band is Big Country Bluegrass, Carry Me Back to the Bluegrass with When There's Nothing But the Circles. With When There's Nothing But the Crickets Left to Sing.
But there always comes a time to pay the price. But when the music's over and the people have all gone, and no more I can hear the banjos ring, I'll go strolling up the hillside in the evening all alone, when there's nothing but the crickets left to sing.
Welcome to the second half of episode 4 in the 2026 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong.